our children to just sense in the spirit if there's things in our house that don't belong. And so when he saw that Samsung phone, oof, out, needs to be out. So oh, it's lovely to be in the house of the Lord this morning, isn't it? Three of us. I'm assuming you think so. It's a long weekend and you're here, so it's amazing to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Yeah. Amen. And I just so sense the nearness of the Lord this morning. So I'd love if we can just, turn our attention and our hearts to the Lord again. And I want to give you permission this morning. I so sense that we are on the cusp of new levels of worship and experiencing the Lord's glory and the Lord's presence in a greater dimension. And are you hungry for that this morning? Are you hungry? We can go through the motions, we can go through the day to day. And not really think about the Lord or truly invite Him in. But I just sense the longing of our Heavenly Father this morning, just beckoning us in, beckoning us in. So I just want to give you permission this morning. If you need to respond at any time, whether that's to stand up, whether that's to get on your knees or whatever you need to do to respond to the Lord this morning, I just give you permission. But why don't we just begin to just declare how we love Him? Why don't you just tell Him who He is to you? Oh Lord, we love You. Lord, You are near. You are here with us. Lord, we never want to take Your presence for granted. And so right now, even for myself, I just repent of the times that I've been complacent, or I've just taken Your presence for granted. When I've not valued Your presence. To think that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that You would make Yourself available to us. That we can come fully in. Oh, we've known the outer courts, we've known the inner courts, but You are beckoning us in this morning into the Holy of Holies. That holy place. Where it is just You and us. Maybe you've come in this morning and you felt anxiety or fear knocking at your door. I just encourage you, why don't you just cast that at His feet this morning. The enemy would have you focus on that, but if you just lift your gaze up to heaven just for a few moments. He is the Prince of Peace. In His presence, it says in Psalms, that there is fullness of joy. You make Yourself available to us completely. Oh, just keep praising Him. Don't be afraid to lift your voice. Cry out to Him. We can step in this morning by faith, whether you feel Him close or whether you don't. Just put His name on your lips. If nothing else, just say the name of Jesus. Just say the name of Jesus. Oh, it says in Psalms that He inhabits the praises of His people. He dwells among us as we declare who He is and what He has done. Maybe you might need to recount some of the testimonies in your past of how you've seen Him move and just thank Him for that. Oh, thank You, Lord, that You've been such a present and wonderful Father. Thank You for Your leadership when I have been uncertain, when I haven't known which way to turn or what decisions to make. Oh, thank You that You are faithful, that You never leave us. You never forsake us. Oh, we can trust You. We can trust You this morning. We cast worry at Your feet. We cast fear. That can't exist in Your presence because it is Your perfect love that casts that out. Also, Lord, we just open our hearts to Your perfect love this morning. We open our hearts to Your perfect love this morning. Give us a greater capacity to receive Your love. It says in 1 John that we love because He first loved us. So it's not something that we need to conjure up or try and figure out, but as we just receive His love, the natural product is us loving Him back, loving the world around us. So why don't you just breathe in His love this morning? Oh Jesus, we Your children, we receive Your love. We receive Your love this morning. Thank You for loving us. Thank You for bankrupting heaven for us. Thank You for sending Your precious Son, the ultimate sacrifice, not for us to remain afar off, but for us to come into communion with You. Oh, and Jesus, we thank You for Your suffering, for all that You went through. You didn't have to. You could have chosen the easy way out at any point in time, but You continued through great suffering for the reward and for the prize that was set before. Death being defeated, done away with once and for all. We thank You, we thank You, we thank You, we thank You. We thank You, we thank You. And because of this new covenant, because of what You did, oh, the veil has been torn. The veil has been torn. Keeping our eyes on the Lord, it says in 2 Corinthians 3, it's a verse I'm sure many of us are familiar with. Starting in verse 12, it says that since we have a hope, such a hope, we are very bold. Not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face so that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end. But their minds were hardened, for to this day when they read the Old Covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away. That's the revelation of Jesus. That's the one thing we need, church. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Freedom. In verse 18, it says, and we all, that's you and I, we all with unveiled face. There is no veil between us anymore, amen. Beholding the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. If you feel that there's been a veil over your mind, over your heart, over your spirit, why don't you just declare to yourself, the veil is removed. I can see Jesus clearly. And as I behold Him, I am made more and more like Him. So Lord God, right now we just thank You that there is no separation between us, that there is no veil. We break off the mindset of law, of bondage, of striving, of religion, of obligation. And we look upon Jesus this morning. We look upon You, Jesus. Oh, transform us into Your image. Transform us into Your image, Lord God, from one degree of glory to another. Thank You, Jesus. Thank you. Why don't we just continue to praise Him, continue to worship Him, tell Him that you love Him. Oh, may we never graduate from the simplicity of loving Jesus. May we never think that we can just, move past that. That's not for me, but that we can just rest in our identity as beloved sons and daughters. Jesus, we love You and we honor You. We magnify You and we lift Your name up. Oh, we declare Your name. I just speak Your name over every heart, over every mind. Oh Lord, and we just look to You this morning. We look to you. You are holy. Oh Jesus.
We love you. Jesus, we love You, we love You, we love. Jesus, we love You, we love You. More than anything.
I'll let this come from the depth of your heart.
Jesus, we love You. Jesus, we love You. Yes, we do. Jesus, we love You. We love You more than anything. More than.
Oh, let's sing it again.
Jesus, we love You.
Oh, just let it melt away, all worry, all fear.
Jesus, we love You.
Oh, just lift your gaze, look to heaven this morning.
Jesus, we love You, we love You. More than anything.
anything, more than anything. Jesus, we love you. We love you. Oh, that's this. Jesus, we love you. Let's keep singing it. There's a fresh invitation this morning. There's a fresh invitation. We can either sit back and spectate or we can step in. The King of Kings is here and he is in the room. Oh, so why don't you just pour your affection and your devotion out on him? Whatever it looks like, don't worry about who's around. This is for the audience of one, the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords, the Lamb that was slain. Oh, Jesus, we love you, we love you.
Jesus, we love you.
We love
you, we love you.
We love you, Lord.
Jesus, we love you.
We love you,
we love you.
Oh, if you need to stand, if you need to lift your hands, whatever it is to respond. Jesus, we love you, we love. Oh, he's coming in closer. He's coming in even closer as we lean in. As we lean in this morning. Fresh surrender. Jesus, we love
you, we love you.
More than. His love is coming crashing
Jesus,
in.
Jesus, we love
you. Oh, we love you, Lord.
We love you, we love you.
Jesus,
we love you, we love you,
we love you. More than anything. More than anything. That's it. Keep leaning in. Keep pouring out your love. Keep pouring out your love on him this morning. Frustrations. Give him your worries. Give him your insecurities. Give him that addiction that just keeps popping its head back up. Jesus, we love. Your spirit's like water. Jesus, we love you, we love you, we love you. We love you, we love you, we love you. Who is like the Lord? There is none like you, Jesus. Oh, I just so sense him moving through the room, healing hearts, healing minds. If you're here, just keep your heart and attention on the Lord. But if you're here and you feel like your mind has been under siege, if it's fear, if it's anxiety, if it's worry, if it's depression, if it's you're not being sleeping, whatever it is, if you feel like your mind has been under attack, would you just put your hand up? Yeah, his hand's going up. Would you just be so bold? Just keep them up, keep them raised. And if you're able, if there's someone nearby you with their hand raised, would you just be able to just put your hand upon them? The beautiful thing about our King Jesus is when we minister to his heart and when we bless him, he can't help it, but he wants to minister to us. He's revealed this because he wants to bring healing. So right now, I want you to pray not from a place of asking. We have all authority in Jesus Christ. So I want you to declare in the name of Jesus. All worry or fear is broken. So right now, over every mind, and for the rest of us, would you just pray in the Spirit or just stretch your hand out to someone? Let's keep leaning in. Lord, we just declare the name of Jesus over every mind. Every assault from the enemy, we just declare it is broken right now by the precious blood of Jesus. And we speak peace, 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 peace. Where there has been the absence of it, we just declare the nearness of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Would you come in right now and silence every lie, silence every worry, and replace it with your truth and with your love. We speak the perfect love of Jesus over every mind right now. The perfect love of Jesus over every mind. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, you give sleep to your beloved. You sing songs of love over us. This is our portion. This is the truth. We love you, Jesus, and you love us. Ground us in this truth. And we just thank you that every fiery dart from the enemy, oh, it has no authority. It has no place. It is broken right now. In the name of Jesus. Perfect love that casts out fear. Perfect love that casts out fear. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, we love you, we love you, we love you. Jesus, we love you, we love you. Jesus, we love you, we love. Oh, we love you, Lord, more than anything. More than anything. Jesus, we love you, we love you, we love you. Jesus, we love you.
Love you, Lord.
More than anything.
I've been so convicted. Just said, how easy it is for us to invite the Lord in truly to the deepest places of our hearts, but to also, it's easy for us to fill our lives with things and then wonder, God, where are you? And it's not in a judgmental way or whatsoever, but I feel like there's a, you know, the Lord is just wanting us to be at a place where we can live our lives so acutely aware of his presence and to hold things in our world so lightly that nothing takes a higher place in our life than him and his presence. And our worship, our love for him is just as simple as what we're doing. It's what we're created for, amen? Is to worship him and to love him. I think praise and thanksgiving is such a key to this as well. Like I mentioned before, it says that he inhabits the praises of his people. And praise is just as simple as acknowledging who he is, just telling him who he is. Praise isn't the fast songs we do on a Sunday morning. So much more than that. But just a declaration of who he is. Thanksgiving alongside it. Having a heart of gratitude and thankfulness for what he has done. And these are the things that anchor us in his presence. When there's confusion, when there's worry, when there's things around about us that don't make any sense, to have a heart that is just so aware of him in the moment that we can just continue to declare, my situation says this, but Lord, you are the healer. You are my provider. You are my great refuge. This is how we minister to his heart. It's when we just bless him, when we thank him, when we praise him for who he is. I was reading in 2 Samuel 7, just after David has set up the tabernacle to worship in the tent. And he speaks to the prophet Nathan and he says, I'm here living in a house of cedar, but the Lord's presence, he's living in a tent. And he has a desire because he has a value system for the presence of God. He has a desire to build a temple, a structure that would glorify the Lord. And you know, God speaks through the prophet Nathan and tells him to tell David that it's actually not going to be you that will build it, but your son. But that the promise back to David is that he will build his house. And he will establish, his throne forever through the lineage of David. But what just struck me was the fact that David, and the same is true for us, that we have the capacity to bless and to move the heart of God. It was only as a result of David actually verbalizing this desire to host his presence better than it currently is that then beckoned a response back from Jesus. And the fact that we have the capacity to bless the heart of God. Who am I? Who are we? And I want to just encourage us with an awareness that the words you say, the prayers you pray, they matter, they travel. We know in Revelations it speaks about the prayer bowl under the throne. It's filled with the prayers of the saints. That's you and I. Our prayers have weight, and we actually have the ability to bless His heart, to move His heart. Doesn't that put such a healthy fear of the Lord over when we do worship and when we do pray, that we're not just singing songs and going through the motions and just tick and flick? And again, I've had to repent in my own heart of the countless times of I know the song, I'll just sing the words, or I'll just pray this prayer. But having a fresh awareness that this has the capacity to bless the heart of God, that we can minister to His heart. And so I'd love us this morning. I'm just being 100% raw and vulnerable right now. I could have put something 3-point together and tried to, bless your intellect, but I've just been so provoked from the Lord's invitation that He has something deeper for us and for us to step in together. And I think a key to that is for us to know, wow, I have a part to play in ministering to His heart, into blessing His heart, and that this is what He desires. And as we do that, He inhabits the praises of His people, and this is how His kingdom comes. This is how His will is done. Amen. So perhaps we can all stand, and maybe the rest of the worship team can join me. I want us to go on a little journey together through maybe a different facet of praise than what you're familiar with, because praise is personal. I can say, God, I praise You, and my heart not be connected to that statement. But there's another level to praise where we personalize it. Through thanksgiving, through gratitude, through remembering who He is and what He's done. And we can dive in even deeper. We can say, Jesus, I praise You because when I was a little teenage boy and I held my dad's hands as he died, You were there with me in that moment, and You have never left me since. And Your words told me that You're my Heavenly Father, and I have known that You have been my Father every day. And I thank You for that. We as a worship team last year, we did a little activation where I got some of the guys to write a letter to Jesus. Just irrespective of what challenges they were going through, but just thanking Him for how they have, how He has moved in their life, whether it's small, whether it's big. And then we took it one step further, and we put a chair in the middle of the circle, and one by one, some of the guys we put two chairs in the middle. They sat in one chair and looked at the other chair, and would just imagine that Jesus was sitting in that chair, and they read that letter out. And it's when, you know, we read praise and He inhabits the praises of His people. It was one of those moments where the Lord's presence came in so close. Just in a simple act of just recounting who He is and what He's done. So just for the next few moments, I want us to just close our eyes and turn our gaze back to the Lord. And again, don't worry about who's around you. Let this be a sacred moment between you and Abba Father. And I just want you to begin to just out loud, just thank Him for how He has moved in your life. Just let your mind, let your heart go back to memories, things you've walked through, whatever it is. And I just want you to thank Him for it. You might be facing a circumstance that feels ginormous. What I want you to do is to flip that thing on its head and praise Him because He is the answer to it. So if it's a diagnosis of sickness that's right in front of you that you're warring through, praise Him because He is the healer. Thank Him because He is the God who heals. If it's a financial need, lift your gaze to heaven and thank Him that He's the provider. Praise Him for the food that was on your table this morning. Thank Him for the clothes that are on your back. Oh Lord, I thank You, I thank You, I thank You. I thank You, You've never left me, You've never forsaken me. Oh, I praise You, Lord. I praise You, Lord, that You are so faithful. I thank You, Lord, that as we seek You first, that everything else, You take care of the rest. Oh, Lord, I thank You for the blessing of friendship, of community, of family. I praise You, I praise You. Oh, we glorify Your name, Lord. Yeah, don't stop. Just continue to just, even if it's just the one thing you've got, just say it again and again that you praise Him for it. You thank Him for who He is in that. To Jesus as we sing this out. Just let it be truthful from your heart.
The Lord, oh my soul, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, praise. Everything we have, we praise.
Why don't we just thank Him, just declare who He is. Bless His name. We bless Your name, Jesus. Oh, we thank You, Lord, that You are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our Redeemer. Oh, Lord, it is because of the goodness and mercy of the Lord, and it is because of the precious sacrifice of Jesus, oh, that we have this oneness with You, that we have access to the power of Your name. So we bless Your name. We bless Your name. Every heart, we bless Your name. And we just declare that You are faithful. I'm just going to read out Psalm 103 as we close. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Can we just say that we bless You, Lord? Can we just say that? Lord, we bless You. We bless You. We bless Your name. We bless Your name, Lord Jesus. You are worthy. You are glorious. Oh, Lord, we forget not Your benefits. You've redeemed us. You've saved us. You've set us free. And we bless You, Jesus. We bless Your name. We bless Your name. Oh, be glorified and be magnified in this place. Jesus, 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 Jesus. There's just another shout of praise that the Lord is inviting us into. So with everything within us, can we just lift up the mighty name of Jesus? Can we just declare His Lordship, that He is our Redeemer? He is our Savior. We bless You. We bless You, Jesus. We glorify Your name. We magnify Your name. We don't look to our circumstance, but we look to You. We look to You, Father. Oh, Lord, You've healed all our diseases. You've forgiven all our iniquities. You've redeemed us. You have set us free. We bless You, Jesus. We bless You. We bless You. We bless You. Oh, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Oh, we praise You. We glorify You. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen and amen. If you have any prayer needs this morning, we'd love to open the altar up. If that is a physical healing, if there's anything, something in your heart, your mind, a circumstance, something you're going through, please come forward and we'd love to pray for you. But if you're here this morning as well and you're like, who is this Jesus guy that you've been talking about? And what do you mean that we can have a relationship with Him and that He's our Lord and Savior? Then we would love to chat with you further over at our Why Jesus stand. So if you have any questions or if you are wanting to grow in your relationship with the Lord or find out who is God, what does He mean to me? We would love to chat with you there. But we just want to bless you in the name of Jesus. And let's just close our eyes and our heads and pray as we close. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you are here, that you're here with us. Lord, we just say yes to your invitation for the more. We say yes to greater glory. We say yes to an increase of your presence, not limited to a Sunday morning, but every day of the week. Lord, would we have such an awareness of your presence with us? And Lord, give us a renewed ability to receive your love, to rest in the completed work of the cross and the fact that you are smiling down upon us. We love you and we bless your name, and I just bless each and every person here in the name of Jesus, in your holy and precious name. Amen. 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 Might you stick around and let's give the Lord a hand, hey? Go and meet and greet some peeps, have some tea and coffee. Again, please come down if you'd like prayer, if you have any questions about Jesus, or would like to just grow in your faith, head over to our Why Jesus stand. But we love you, we bless you.